How many sunflowers in a French field?
More than 100.
More than 100? Definitely. How many ears of corn in a French field?
I don't know.
More than 100. How many grapes in a vineyard?
More than 100.
More than 100. How many leaves on a sea of trees?
Way, 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 way more than 100.
How many pieces of sand in a field of grass?
I don't know.
There are the sunflowers at evening time, turning their head to the morning sun, getting ready for another bright day. It's an orange sky tonight.
The roundabout take second exit to D730.
Would you say it's pink tonight or orange?
Pink, orange and red.
Pink, orange and red, all rolled into one. More sunflowers. How many sunflowers could you fit in your bed?
Take second exit to D730.
Would you sleep with a sunflower?
No.
Why not?
Because.
Wouldn't it bring a bit of sunlight to your dreams?
No.
No? Round the roundabout.
Yes.
Yes.
Why do sunflowers always look at the sun?
Drive 7.9 kilometres on D730.
Pardon?
And why do sunflowers always look at the sun? Why can't don't they need sunglasses?
I like it. Well, there used to be a flower that was called the sunglass flower, and used to sell sunglasses to the sunflowers. But it went out of business.
Why?
Wasn't able to make enough sunglasses. There was too much demand.
Demand?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Too many sunflowers wanted the sunglasses. Well, actually, yes. And the sunflowers that didn't want sunglasses got to be very strong, because the only thing they could see was the sun. Couldn't see anything else.
And then the other sunflowers, did they think that the sunglasses would just make them look good? They didn't actually need them.
That's right. They just thought it was for fashion, for show.
They could look at the sun easily.
Well, they've got special eyes, all of the sunflowers. Did you ever see a sunflower in Ireland?
No.
See? Did you ever see any sun in Ireland?
No.
See? That's why there's no sunflowers in Ireland. We're driving through the sunflowers. There's sunflowers to the left of us, sunflowers to the right of us. Are you sure you wouldn't like a sunflower in your bed tonight?
I'm sure.
What did you do with the sunflower I picked for you the first day we came to France?
It died, so I buried it.
When you were burying it, what did you say to it?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
No.
Poor little sunflower. I suppose sunflowers, when they're separated from their stalks, they die.
Of course they do.
Do you know what we use sunflowers for?
What?
We get oil from sunflowers.
Huh?
Oil. Ever heard of sunflower oil?
No.
Or sunflower seeds?
No.
Oh, you must have heard of sunflower seeds.
No.
You can eat them for breakfast.
No.
Okay. Never heard of them. Would you eat a sunflower omelette for breakfast?
No.
How about a boiled sunflower?
No.
No? Or sunflower soup? Would you like to grow them in our garden?
Yes.
How many?
10.
10 sunflowers. Hey, you know the song? 10 little sunflowers sitting on the wall. 10 little sunflowers sitting on the wall.
They're
and if
called
one.
Bottles.
Are they?
Yes. Well, I mean, beers. It's called 20.
What about, if you go down to the field today, you're sure of a great surprise?
No, it's if you go down to the forest today, get a big surprise.
If you go down to the
field. Okay, just do it your way. If you go down to the field today, get a great surprise.
At roundabout, take second exit to D730.
What's the great surprise, Dad?
If you go down to the woods, to the fields today, sure of a great surprise. If you go down to the woods today, you won't believe your eyes, 'cause everywhere you look and stare, you see the sunflowers. Is that right? Hey, look!
No.
Flying in the sky.
Shooting stars?
Shooting stars.
Take second exit to D730.
They could be aeroplanes.
Is one of them Mom's aeroplane?
Could be. She certainly went in an aeroplane, but I'd say her aeroplane is a long time gone. I'd say she's landed by now. Do you know where she was going?
Drive 4.3 kilometres, then
Pardon?
Enter roundabout and take second
no,
exit.
No, London.
Oh.
She's going to Gatwick. Oh, it's dusty here.
Why?
I don't know. It's France. Dusty place. Dry. You seen any animals in France?
No, not yet.
Do you know what animals live in the in the sunflowers? Mrs. Redbottom, yes.
That's all that I've seen. Oh, and I've seen mozzie bites.
Did you see the mosquitoes bite you today?
No.
See? They're invisible.
How?
They just appear suddenly, out of nowhere. And this is a very swampy part of France in the old days. Oh yes, there used to be an awful lot of mozzies here in the old days.
But is there not that many anymore?
No. When they put down the trees, the mosquitoes gradually went away.
Why?
Because the trees sucked up all the water out of the ground. And the mosquitoes didn't like it so much when it got dry.
So they went all the way to Africa?
Absolutely.
But where there wasn't that much trees.
Absolutely, where there weren't the kind of trees that would suck all the water out of the ground.
And Dad?
Yeah?
Could we ever... Would humans ever be able to go to Africa?
Oh, they would. Yes, they would. Oh, Africa is such a big place. Some parts of Africa are all sand. Nothing but sand. Sand dunes.
I never want to go to Africa in my life. Never.
Other parts of Africa have got huge trees and big rivers.
I never want to go. Africa in my life because there's so many mosquitoes.
Well, there's huge waterfalls as well. Enormous waterfalls.
I don't care.
Did I ever tell you about the big lakes in Africa?
I don't care. There is no way I'm going to Africa.
And what about the giraffes?
I don't care.
They have very long-necked giraffes in Africa.
I don't care.
And lions?
I don't care.
Any animals attract you? What about elephants? Hey, they've got elephants in Africa.
I don't care.
But they do have beautiful mosquitoes.
I never want another mosquito bite.
But you only got five of them. Did you get any on your left hand? Or are they all on your right hand?
Take second exit to D25.
I've got one on my left arm.
Oh, is that the worst one?
I have three on my legs.
Take second exit to
D25. I haven't got any mozzie bites on my right leg, but I've got three mozzie bites on my left leg.
Okay.
One on my right arm, and one on my right cheek.
Right. Hey. The sun has gone down. No more sunflowers.
Now do the sunflowers look down on the ground?
They do.
When the sun's gone?
I think so.
Do they put,
continue 1.2 kilometres, then enter roundabout down. And take first exit?
I think they do. I think they look down on the ground.
Where is the sun?
It's gone away. Over the horizon.
Roundabout, take first exit to D25.
It's
gone to wherever the sun goes at night. Gone to a party in Australia.
Which place is the nearest place to France?
The nearest country to France? I suppose Spain.
Then maybe the sun's gone to Spain and it's morning in Spain.
No, Spain is too close to France. It's actually nighttime in Spain now.
Is Spain in France?
No, Spain is attached to France. It's joined on.
I don't mean joined on. I mean across the sea.
No, Spain is joined on the land. They're joined together. France is not an island.
Yeah.
Continue 3.8 kilometres, then enter roundabout and take second exit.
No, it isn't an island. Ireland is an island.
I know.
But to be
Ireland is a very small place.
It is a very small place. Australia is the other side of the world where the sun goes when we go to sleep. It's the sun is getting ready to get up in Australia now.
Oh.
Like it's about 4 o'clock in the morning in Australia.
Oh. And it's 10 something o'clock in the night here.
Yeah. Well, it's just coming up to 10 o'clock. Almost exactly 10 o'clock.
Then what? 10 something o'clock.
Yep.
What is it?
10.
10 what?
Well, just 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
P.M.
Right now.
Well, right now in 3 minutes.
Bouncy castle.
Bouncy castle. Okay, say goodnight.
Night.
Night. See you tomorrow.